Today in the Fisheries Committee, we dealt with seaweed harvesting and the applications that are coming in from major corporations right now. And I asked the question of the traditional seaweed harvesters, had anybody from government agencies engaged with you directly just to establish and vindicate your rights that have been there for generations? And the answer was no. We had Mara there who deal with the licensing now. We had Bordish Gawara with the Department of Marine. And every one of them confirmed that none of them had proactively engaged, even though the Attorney General ruled on this years ago. Just complete neglect of the potential of just that issue. Aquaculture. So Ireland, obviously, is an island nation. And the Faroe Islands, which is a population not much more than the Inishowen Peninsula where I'm from, up in the north of Donegal, Faroe Islands has a bigger aquaculture industry than Ireland. Utter failure to deal with the planning logjams that have bedeviled the potential of the industry. Everybody has a right to object, absolutely. But you have to make decisions in a timely fashion, and it dragged on and on. And then inshore fishermen. I remember years ago, you know, I asked inshore fishermen when I was engaging with them, and I had policy responsibility in Sinn Féin. I asked them, would they be interested in a financial support scheme similar to what farmers have and indeed what artists rightly have now in recent times? And their response instinctively was, no, we don't want handouts, we don't want financial supports. And that was understandable and admirable. But now they're making it clear we absolutely need financial supports to stay in our communities. So we really need to understand the history of neglect and willful failure, and I have to say by government departments where there wasn't a Minister for Marine, a dedicated minister for a long time. There is one now, and I will acknowledge that he is engaging and he's trying. But we need to sort this out. We're an island nation. The potential, I've just given three examples. I could go on about the common fisheries policy and the fact that we've utterly failed, you know, and allowed our industry to fall apart, our production to fall apart. I mean, Norway is a country with the same population as this state, as the Republic of Ireland, and it has a seafood industry multiples in size of ours. So I just offer that to you, Minister. As we have to turn this around, we have to reset the culture of the Department of the Marine, we have to have a minister that drives forward, works with the industry, cuts out the log jams, and gives wealth and prosperity to coastal communities.